Thank you for downloading this foreign exchange podcast from CoracleOnline.com, professional development specialists in association with Crossbar FX for September the 6th, 2010. This podcast is sponsored by ShipServe, the world's leading e-marketplace for the buying and selling of ship supplies. You can find out more at ShipServe.com. Last week saw global equities record their first weekly gains since the beginning of August as US economic data countered fears of a double-dip recession. The US employment report for August revealed the private sector created 67,000 jobs, which exceeded forecasts. The jobless figure was revised lower for July and grew by 54,000, which was less than expected, and kept overall unemployment at 9.6%. While economic growth has slowed, it is not collapsing, and the near-term odds of the Fed stepping up the QE, effectively of buying bonds, have been lowered. The data needs to deteriorate for that to happen, and at present, whilst the economy isn't growing fast enough to create extra jobs and bring unemployment down, it isn't worsening either. However, the picture isn't conclusive. The Supply Management Index fell in August for the non-manufacturing sector, so some areas are yet to turn the corner and be able to say that the recession is behind them. The EMU kept rates on hold last week and raised their growth forecasts for 2010 to somewhere between 1.4 and 1.8%, and this announcement led to some euro strength and pushed the pound-euro level back under the 1.2 level. Britain's economy remains fragile, with more talk of house prices not recovering to their pre-recession levels until 2014, and surveys of activity in the manufacturing and services sector heightening fears of yet another slowdown in the UK economy. Of interesting note last week was the publication of a review of the last 15 economic crises over the past 75 years. They discovered that real recoveries are rare, and in the 10 years after a crisis, growth rates are lower and unemployment rates higher than in the years preceding the crisis. In two-thirds of the cases, the jobless rates never recovered, and in 9 out of 10 of them, house prices were still lower 10 years after the crisis ended. Will this be any different? There are plenty of arguments for and against, but either way, consumers need the confidence they will be paid next month. And for many, this is not the case. Thanks for listening.